Okay, so we are at the beginning of the fifth parak in Maseches Ksubos. Today's daf is daf Nun Hey. We started the Mishnah yesterday. We quoted two machlokos. The first machlokos was between the Tanakhama and Reb Elazar ben Azariah, who said that if the Arus writes a Ksuba to his wife, he writes an Iker, he commits himself to the 200 or 100, and a Tosefes, the question is, if death or divorce occurs before Nisuin, does the woman collect? That was a machlokas. Tanakhama says she collects everything, even min ha erisin. And Abba Zabin Azariah says no, min ha Nisuin, she gets everything. Min ha erisin, she only gets the ikr. Because we could assume the umdana is that the husband only wanted to give it to her, having in mind the Nisuin. But if he never gets the Nisuin, so we could assume that he didn't have that in mind. That was the first machlokas. The second, that we're going to talk about Bezram later today on the daf. The second machlokas was, can the woman say that be mocheles some of her ksuba? Rabbi Yehuda says he could write her a ksuba of 200, which she has to, because that's the takana d'rabanan, and she could say, I got 100. And the almana, or the almana 100, and she can say, I got 50. And she can say, I got part of it. While Rabbi Meir says, no way. Anybody who's poches l'psulim v'sam l'mana mana, it's be'ilaz nus. Rabbi Meir says, she cannot be mochelis. Remember earlier, when this Gemara came up on Daf Nun Aleph, there was Shitas Rashi who said that she cannot even be mochelis after the Nisuin. That was Shitas Rashi. There was the other Rishonim did not agree with, because they said, what do you mean? After the Nisuin, it's her zchus. What kind of zchus do you have that you can't get out of? So they said, of course you can get mochelis afterwards. Only machlokas is b'shas ha-nisuin. But really, this Rashi was even la'achar nisuin, she would not be allowed to be mochelis. What exactly is the issue here about the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Some achronim suggest that maybe it's based on how mechila works. So we mentioned this a number of times, but we haven't seen it inside in a while. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Davav discusses whether by mechila you have to make a kinyan, something that we'll discuss also later on the daf. Well, you have to do a kinyan chalipin when a mechila is done. And the question that Tosas there deals with it. So the stipler there, the Gilas Yaakov and Simon Hay, in Sanhedrin asks, what's the issue? What's the issue behind mechila requiring a kinyan or not? So he suggests the chakira of a number of achronim before him, who say, I inyano siluk v'hafka zuchu yosav, kedugmas hefker ba'alma. What happens by mechila? Is it just a removing of yourself? I'm owed $100, so I remove myself. And that's why you don't have to pay me, because I have removed myself from this chov, and therefore you have nobody left to pay, like hefker. Like, what do you do by hefker? You're not giving it to anybody. You're just removing yourself, being mafkirit to the nechassim of the world. That's a more difficult to understand. But you're removing yourself. That's siluk. Or do we say no, that mechila is a hakna'a? You are being makna it to the other person. Somebody owes you $100, so when you say, don't worry about it, you don't have to pay me, what you are really saying is as if you got it and you're giving it back. It's a hakna'a. That's two ways to understand how mechila works. Is it a siluk or is it a hakna'a? And there are a number of nafkaminas that one might have between these different approaches. Number one, can you do mechila to a katan? What if a katan owes you money? Can you do mechila to a katan? So we know that midah raisa katan can't be kone. There are, though, a number of rishonim, Bali Tosfos all over, say that a katan can be kone if das acheres makne. If there's another gadol pushing it into the rishus, a katan can't pick something up from hefker midah raisa. But if das acheres makne, if a person is being makne into the katan, so then they can be kone. So, says the stipler, mechila to a katan, that could be our issue. If you say mechila is a siluk, then the katan can't be kone. Because nobody was makneh to him. But if you say that it's a hakna'ah, that you are really, as if you got it, that you're giving it back, so then that would work even for a katan, number one. Number two, can you do mechila bal karcha? Let's say the lover says, I want to pay you. He's like, no, don't worry. He's like, no, you lent me money, I want to do you the favor. I want to pay you. He's like, no, I don't want. No, it's... So you say, no, I don't want you to pay me. Right? Sometimes, let's say you have two friends that really, one really wants to pay the loan. So they go to a rabbi and they say, I want to pay him. He says, no, I don't want to take his money. So can you have mechila balkarcha? So again, he says, if it's a siluk, so then l'chorot should be able to work balkarcha. I can remove myself. Tough luck on you. You know, you have nobody to pay. But if it's a hakna'a, it's as if you're giving it to me, you can't have a kinyan balkarcha. So again, that would be another difference. And finally, number three, he says, what about The Machane Ephraim suggests maybe Chazara. Maybe Chazara Tokadei Dibur. The disciple does not like this one. But he says maybe that would be another one. Like if it's a Hakna, so you always have Tokadei Dibur to go back if it's a Kenyan. If it's a Siluk, maybe, you know, once you remove yourself, you wouldn't be able to go back. But, you know, he does not like that last one, because maybe even by Siluk you should be able to go back. Either way, that is the issue brought up by the stipler, which he says maybe that's the nafkamina whether you need a Kenyan or not. If you need a Kenyan to reflect a real Kenyan being done, a Hakna, Masha'inkane, by Siluk. So one suggestion that is made is maybe that's the issue here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a woman could say, his kabalti is as if I got it. So maybe that's because it was as if it was paid. What do you mean? Ksubas 200, but she got some. It's as if she got it. It was a his kabalti, and now she's giving it back. Mashenki, maybe according to Rabbi Meir, the reason he doesn't like it is because the woman didn't get anything. She's just removing herself, and therefore it's a bilas nus, because she did not get anything out of this, and that's a violation of the din d'rabbanan. Okay, so that's just continuing from the Mishnah at the beginning of Av Al Pi. Okay. Gemara. Gemara says, the first line of the Mishnah had said that even though there's an Iker Haksuba, the Pnei Yeshua we discussed yesterday discusses why we start even low, the Chassam Sofer also discussed it yesterday, even though Basula gets 200 and Amana 100, there's a concept of Tosefes. If you want to be Mosef out to the Ksuba, one can be Mosef. Oh, I forgot. I said yesterday I was going to mention the Tosefes, right? Did we mention the Tosefes? I don't think we got to it. So Tosefes asks, you can even add on Me'amana, says the Mishnah. Tosefes says, what if he doesn't have Me'amana? It says you can add on Me'amana. Tosefes asks, Tema, Tiachshav Nagu, Shekosef Akhasim Lakalam, Me'a Litrin, Alabish Ein Lo Shava Pruta. He writes, he owes, he has 100 literally, even if he has no money. So Bishlama, if he has, if Shabbi does a chasam fine. But how does this work if a person says, I'm going to give you $1 million, and he doesn't have any? How could he be Mischayev himself? So says the, Tosfos, and even if you were to tell me, a person can be mishabed on a davar shaloba la'olam, even if you say he can't be makar a davar shaloba la'olam, but how can he be mishabed his nechasim for a nechasim that he doesn't have? So Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, he says that the shibud of a ksuba has nothing to do really with the assets. It has to do with the person. And a person can be mishabed his guf, even though he cannot be mishabed nechasim that he does not have. That's what Tosfos says on the last skinny line. Last two. Avami she'ein makar eloshim nechasim eloshim mishabed gufo lozeh hachov me'ata. And the third wide line. Avami mishabed gufo lizchayev lever zeh mishtabed ve'ein zeh kidin dvar ba'alma. Number one, the ksuba is a shibud aguf. And once you're, if by a shibud aguf, even if it's about money that you don't have, that could still work. That is number one. Number two, and this one is discussed much by the Achronim, the Yesh Befarshim, Tosfos says on the fourth wide line, Tekivan dekosif stama, sheyukon nechasav achron, lamalon ischayiv. If a person says, I'm ischayiv all my nechasim, and everything that I'm going to get, why can he do that? We have the principle of, hodas baldin kamei edim dami. You can be moded to anything. So if two Edom come and say, you know, he owes him $5 million, so we trust the two Edom. So why is he less than two Edom? Hodos Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. So he just uproots the question. He's allowed to do this. Hodos Baldin. Even though doesn't have the money, I'm mishabing myself, so he could still be mischaving himself to money that he does not have. Each of those can be discussed at length, but we'll leave it at that. Those are the two days of Tosfos. I can discuss more about the other Rishonim and the Achron. Now let's get to the Gemara. Says the Gemara Pshita, isn't it obvious that a person can be Mosif, Tosefes, Aksuba? Why does anybody have to tell me? Even though he can still do Tosefes. A person can give whatever he wants to anybody. He can give him Matana. So what's the Chiddush? Mahu de Tema Kitzvasa Abdu Rabbanon Shlo Levayish Bishaymo Kamash Mala. No. You might say that the Rabbanon do not want you to give more, so Chasanim who cannot afford it aren't embarrassed. No, you're going to give a thousand, I'm only going to give 200, it's embarrassing to me. So you might have thought they're not allowed to add on. We can't add on Tosefes, just like we have other halachas of Shloi Vayish Mishainlo, the chasam can't make the bracha on Mesadik, right, the Birchas Erisin Bizman Hazeh, Shloi Vayish Mishainlo, the chasam, the Mesadik Kedushin has to do it. So here too, we don't want to embarrass him, and have the same amount. Kamash Valon, we say no, he's allowed to have more. By Levayas, we have the Xera that everybody has to have the same aura and the same tachrich. And so, what's the Kamash Malan here? The question is, what's the Kamash Malan? So, says the Ritva, The Ritva says, first of all, he just asked, what's the havamina? My levaish is mishain lo ika. V'lam lo rabbanu lo mesa kitzvasha. Shaliti mina chasilishta. He wants to give a present. Right? Kshem shenosin lo over derech. What if a person wants to eat, you can't give presents because you can give a bigger present and I can give a present? You know, I don't understand. What's the whole havamina that a person can't do this? He says, no, the chiddush is, the havamina was that you might have said that fine, you could add on, but sha'afilu imratza lichlol hatosefes imaksuba. You might have said that you can't put it all together. You can give a present whenever you want. But the Havamina was that you can't give an Iker Ksuba more. He's giving more of an Iker Ksuba. So that's what he says the Havamina is. The Kamash Valan, that you're still allowed to put it all together. That's not embarrassing. You might say, I'm fulfilling the Takana Drabada better than you. Look what I'm giving. No, Tosef is a separate. That wasn't the Havamina. Havamina is that you might have not have been able to put it together. Kamash Valan, you could even put it as one lump sum. That's the chiddush of the Ritva, and that's what, even though we say in our ksubas, we write to say the ikker, and then we say the hoselam in delay owed mezukuk and kesef sarf, so he adds on, but everybody has the same amount. Everybody has the same tofes aksuba, bizman is that anyway. There is a tshuva that Rav Moshe has related to putting the ksuba all together and the amount of the ksuba. It says in chelek dalid. I was asked to mention certain makoros chelek dalid simin kuf yud ches tshuva lipnuya shezinsa. Well, this is Arachayim. Arachayim Dal Kuf Yud Ches. Tshuva Lepnuya Shezinsa. A woman wrote to Rav Moshe. She was obviously not. I don't know if she was. She was. Does not sound like she was married in the tshuva, but it just sounds like she was not. She was not pure in her growing up. So he quotes. Obviously, no name here. Says, how does she want to know how to do tshuva? So he discusses all the issues about trying to find a better sviva and trying to get out of the place where she's living, even if she says she's going to be shomer Torah mitzvahs now, but it's still you have to get out of the place where you are. That's the first part of the tshuva. And then he quotes, "There's no reason to do gomi mizvade in public." He says the other nations of the world think you have to go in front of somebody and be misvada. Rak pritse umos haolam sovrim shebevidui lefnei hakomrim shalom munasa mischapren. Right? Say I did it and forgive me. You know that they think that that's it. Rashon Lavra, I'll call David. They can do whatever they want. They just say, forgive me. They go to the window and say, forgive me. He says, that's not what we believe, says Moshe. V'derech ator hu lahefech, v'chas v'shalom lo bo b'maaseyem. But then he gets into our issue and says, what about the ksuba? She's going to go get married. Oh, even before that, he says, so go out, start going out on dates with bachurim that are shomer Torah mitzvos. And he says, you don't have to tell them on the first date what happened and that you're not a psula. He says, the beferi says, to the vada at tzricha legalos, you have to tell him. You don't even know if you're going to marry him. So after you go out a little bit and it gets a little more serious, and then you can start bringing it up. And, there's no reason on the first or second date where you don't even know it's going to work to mention anything that's embarrassing. But then he says, what about the ksiva saksuba? What about the ksiva saksuba? Ein tzarech lahagin l'masadir ha-kiddushin. Ki me'achar sha'achasan yachtom al-aksuba. As long as the chasan knows, and he's ready to be chosem on a ksuba of a psula, so hari hiskim l'ksuba psula, v'l'shuv lekach kpeda, u'mechuyiv b'ksubas psula, avim be'emes ein a-psula, im lo hit asa oso. You can't trick the chasan has to know. But can you say the word psula? That's a separate question. Maybe you could tell the chas the Masada Kedushin, I had an accident when I was younger. Meaning, you might have to tell. I mean, saying the word psula, that's an issue of the postscript. Maybe even saying the word psula, one might be able to if it's something that people don't know. Obviously, by ksubas almana, by a second marriage, we don't say the word psula. But that's your Moshe Shita about writing though 200, right? Like relating to our ritva, it's all one lump sum, so it won't be embarrassing. Okay, so that's Rav Moshe. Vayter in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Ratzon LaHosef. The Mishnah said, if he wants to be Mosif onto the Iker, it's fine. And we just learned that means even as one lump sum. Ratzon Lichtov La Loktani El Ratzon LaHosef. It doesn't say if he wants to write to her, but it means if he wants to add on to her. Add on is putting the Iker with the Tosefes. But not just in one lump sum, as the Ritva said, but the Gemara is being Medayek, that it sounds like the Mishnah is reflecting that all the Tosefes have the same dinim as the Iker. Not just written the same, but it sounds like it should be Mosif, all the dinim of the Tosefes apply to the Iker. And the Sayyid of the Rabbi Evo, this is the right to Rabbi Evo, Dom Rabbi Yanai, Om Rabbi Evo, the Tanai Ksuba has the same halachas as Ksuba. Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina? For the next 10 halachas. Here we go. L'mocheres u'mocheles. Number one, the tzak suba is like suba regarding mocheres and mocheles. If she sells, or mochel, as we discussed I think yesterday, if she sells as mocher the ksuba, when she sells and is mocher, the same halachas apply to the tosefes. If she would sell or be mochel the ksuba, the tosefes and the ikker would have the same halacha. One question that's brought up by the Mahari Asad is, why don't you just check how much she paid for it? What do you mean mocheres? You have to guess whether he sold the tosefes also? Why don't you just check if the ikker and the tosefes, how much the payment was? So says the Mahari Asad, he says, no, you can't. Because how much would a person, if she goes and sells her ksuba, how much is the person going to pay? What, is going to pay the amount of the ksuba? How much is it worth? No. It's a risk. There's a risk involved. Right? It's, let's say she dies first, so then he's not going to get the ksuba, the one who bought it from her. So obviously the sale, the amount that she's going to sell it for, is not an amount that's going to be exactly equal, commensurate, with how much is written in the ksuba. It's obviously going to be less because the guy's taking a chance. That's why it might not be so easy to know whether the payment included the tosefes or not. Ki rachah da mocher es chafatzav u'mamonav. He sells a davar sheba'en, yesh raya me'amachir shemachar osam. Avo ksuba v'tosefes, it's zuchuyos, and he's taking a chance that it's savir ma'od, it's logical, says the Mahari Asad, that it's not going to be 100% clear how much, what was included, and therefore, it's hard to know. So that's why we need this halacha, that halachically, the tznai ksuba will always be, the tosefes will always be like the ikar ksuba. Otherwise, maybe you would have thought, without this halacha of tznai ksuba, you would have thought that. You would have thought that. Now we're saying, no, it has the same halachas. Now we're saying it has the same halachas. That it's all right. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that mocheres o mechalas ksubasa machlu machra es hakol via kol kari ksuba. If she's not mechalik, if she includes everything, if she just writes ksuba, limo redes. The tonight ksuba is like a ksuba for the halachas of moredes. We're gonna have the mishnah later on that if a couple of daf and daf sama gimel that if a mishnah if a woman is moredes, meaning she refuses to have bia with her husband, so then we reduce her ksuba weekly. Obviously, the other way also applies. If the husband refuses also, he has certain obligations, we'll force him to give a ksuba and divorce his wife. But if a woman is moredes, so then the ksuba amount goes down weekly, and that includes the tosefes. The tosefes ksuba also goes down. That's what moredes means. Tosas here points out that there are some shitos later on, Rabbi Yossi, that says we lessen all of her assets. So then this wouldn't be a chiddush. This is only a chiddush to the ones who says that we're not pokes all of her assets. Ulip pogemes. And Tosefes is like Iker regarding Pogemes. What's Pogemes? The Mishnah says later on, Adaf Pezayin, if a woman says, I got some of my ksuba already. She's in mitz. She says to the Yarshim, I got paid half, but I want my other half. So the halacha is, if she's Pogemes or ksuba, she could only collect the rest without a shvua, with a shvua. Because, she already missed it to getting half, so then, even though she's holding a shtar, so usually we say if somebody has a shtar, they don't have to swear to collect. But here she was Pogemes or ksuba, so then we say that she has to swear to collect the rest. So, the chiddush of our Gemara is that not only to collect the ikar ksuba, but even to collect the tosefes ksuba, she would have to swear. Tosefes, the Dibur Maskel Ulpogemes says, this is even if the ikar and tosefes are in two different shtaros. Let's say he wrote, not like we said before, that he can do one lump sum. Let's say the ikar was in one shtar, one document, and the tosefes was in another. Even there, that's the chiddush. Even there, if she's pogem, if she's moda on some of the ikar, she cannot even collect the tosefes without a shvua. Okay, either way, one would go with the other. The Meiri here says, don't we say this about every shtar? About every star, even a balcho, it's a chiddush about a ksuba and a tosefes ksuba. So the maybe yeshalim shava balichov kein. If you have a star that the ploni lava mana bidisan umana beir. If you have a star that says he lent me 200 and he paid back 100, you also have to swear. So what's the chiddush of ksuba? So he says no. You might have thought by halva it makes more sense because it's all a halva. It's all loan. Here you might have said, once ksuba, once tosefes ksuba. So that's why you have to add a chiddush that no, even tosefes ksuba has the status of ksuba. Next, l'tova'as, tova'as. So Rashi says, and Tosa say that this means, like we had yesterday, tova'as ksuba, if she goes, it is tova'as her ksuba in Bezdin, or tova'as her ksuba in Bezdin, or even, If she's tovas, her tosefes, she loses her mizonos. Like we said yesterday, she's no longer considered meager almanusayach, and therefore she would lose her mizonos if she's tovas, her ksubas. That's what Rashi says and Tosas. The Ravid quoted in the Rashba here says just the opposite, in the opposite case. Kishem she tovas mixas ksuba nizonis b'mixas hanishar. Left she only tovea mixas of her ksuba, not the whole ksuba. Then she'll be able to get fed by the rest of her ksuba for mizonos. Kain tovas kol ha'ikir nizonis b'shal tosefes the mechal ksubahu. Even if she collects, she wants, if she tovas her entire ksuba, as long as she has tosefes left. So she's still able to get mezonos from her two sefes. The eino kachov acher de alma. So the rabbi says just the opposite. As long as she did not be, she wasn't tovaz the whole tzuba, so she still could get fed from the rest. So that includes even tosefes. And the Rashba does not like this. Eino lashon mizyashibo does not like the lashon how it fits in. So he gives another, he quotes another part of the Ramban, but we'll leave it at that. So machlokes tovaz in opposite directions. Next, ulo overes al das. Tosefes is like ksuba for a woman who is overis al das. Mishnah later on in Daf Ayin Beis. All the cases of das motion das yehudis. If a woman is overis al das, she loses her ksuba. She not only loses her ksuba, she loses her tosefes ksuba. Ule shvach, says the Brisa, continuing. Shvach, what is shvach? Rashi quotes from Maseches Bechoros that any appreciation that occurs to the assets of the husband after he dies, she cannot collect her ksuba or her tesevis ksuba from that appreciation. Lishvua, what shvua? Again, the Mishnah later on, Adaf Pizayin, quotes about five different cases. When would a woman have to collect with a shvua? One of them has to be pogemes. So that's why the Mefarshim here discussed, why does pogemes separately on the list, if it's included in the word shvua here. But all those cases, if she tried to collect and the husband's not there, or if one aid says that she was already paid up, all of those cases, she can only collect with a shvua, so the same halacha applies, she can only collect with a tosefes with a shvua also. Again, the Rishonim discuss, all these halachas seem to apply by a regular chov also, not dafka by ksuba. If one aid says that a chov is collected, so, you know, why? So what's unique about ksuba? So the Ramban here quotes a daya that maybe the chiddush is that ksuba kind of has a chazaka that he didn't pay the ksuba before he died. You know, you might think, you know, why should she have to pay a shuba? Just because there was an eid echad that says it was paid up, she has a chazaka, ain't on the poray epitokz mano, but a real chazaka, because the husband wouldn't pay her beforehand, before he dies. So kamash malan, that's the chiddush. So she still has to take a shvua because maybe the husband didn't want her to have to schlep to Bezdin. Ain't on the mrozah, she has to spazu ish to Bezdin. So again, there is a chiddush even here that why she should have to pay, take a shvua. Ulakosev got a chazav labanov, and also regarding if a man writes all of his nechasim to his children. What's the case here? Again, Rashi quotes from other Gemaras. If a man, oh, I skipped one. Lishvias. Shvias means, usually we know, Shvias is mishamet. Shvias gets rid of all loans. You owe me money. The end of Shvias we paskin. That's why we didn't write prusballs yet. The end of this year we'll write prusballs. The end of Shvias is mishamet all loans. You don't have to pay back. Shmitas ksafim. The halacha is that Shvias is not mishamet ksubas. Right, you don't have to get a prizbal. Everybody who's married doesn't have to make a prizbal. Woman doesn't have to make a prizbal every time the shvius, because shvius is not mishamit halacha. Shvius is not mishamit a ksuba, and shvius is not mishamit also to sevis ksuba. Why not? This is a beautiful rimigash. Shvius is only mishamit something where you gave money and now you're trying to pay it back. And the Torah says lo yigos, don't try to go get it back. But in a case where you didn't have the money in the first place, it's just a chov they owe you, but not because you gave the money. So then Shvias is not Mishamid that. Let's say by a Knas. Is Shvias Mishamid a Knas? There's a discussion. But why wouldn't Shvias be Mishamid a Knas? Because it's not like I gave you something and therefore now you are have to pay it back. No, Shvias is only Mishamid a Chov where I go, give me my money. But if it's not my money, but it's a Chov that just that you have to pay me, so then Shvias would not be Mishamid. So you have to buy a Ksuba. It's not like the woman gave the man any money, but it's just a separate type of Chov. Next on the list, Ulukosi have got a Chaz of Labada. Somebody writes, all of my property should go to my sons, except this one piece of land goes to my wife. Somebody says that, and the woman is quiet, she does not complain, so we assume she's being mochel on all the other properties, and she's only going to collect her ksuba from this one little property. So that applies, again, she's being mochel too, for her ksuba, and for her tonight ksuba. Ligvos minakarka, a ksuba can only be collected from land, and tosefes, umenaziburis, and from the lowest, the worst piece of land, various chovos can only be collected from ziburis. One of them is ksuba. Next, v'chol zman shehi bebeis aviha. What does that mean? Again, Rashi explains from later on if a woman is living with the orphans forever, so no matter how long she's living there, she can collect her ksuba whenever she wants. Let's say she goes back home to live with her father, though. So later on, we're going to learn that there's a 25-year limit. After 25 years, she doesn't try to collect the ksuba, so we assume she's mochel. So that halacha applies to ksuba and tanai ksuba. And finally, ksuba is banin dichrin. The male children that she has, as we discussed in the last parak, not only get her 200, but her tosefes also before, as a separate cut, not split up with the rest of the Yerusha, period. So that's what our Mishnah teaches me by saying Ratzah Lahosif instead of Ratzah Lichtov to teach me regarding all of these halachas, Tanai Ksuba is like Ksuba, period. Okay. Itmar, next Gemar. Ksuba's Banan Dechrin. The Ksuba, Banan Dechrin, as we mentioned, that the sons of the wife are going to collect separately, separate from the children of the other wives that the man had. Papadisa Amri Lo Tarfi Mi Mishabdi. In Papadisa, they said that Ksuba's Banan Dechrin are not Torah from Mishubadim. They cannot go and collect their Ksuba from properties that the husband, that their father, had sold. They can't collect from Mishubadim. Why? Yarsun Tanan. The earlier Mishnah we had in the fourth parak used the Lashon of Yarsun. Inun Yarsun Kesef. Of Ksubasech. Yarsun is Yerusha. Yerusha does not collect from Mishubadim. So too, Ksubas Banan Dechrin does not collect from Mishubadim. B'nei Masamachsia Amri Tarfi Mishabdi. No. It can collect from Mishubadim because, no, it didn't say Yarsun in the Mishnah. Yisvun Tanan. They should take it. Taking is the language of a Baal Chov. So they would be able to collect from Mishubadim. So machlokes in the yeshivas, the hilchasa lo tarfi mi mishabdi yarsun tanan. The halacha is no, we're not tarfi mi mishabdim because it says yarsun, that's our girsa, and therefore it has the din of Yerusha. And after a father dies, children don't get Yerusha from mishabdim. If the father sold properties before he died, they can't go and collect, oh, this used to be our father's. Right, that's not. They get loans that are owed to him. That's called ra'ui. Right? It doesn't have to be muhsak, it could be ra'ui. But it can't be mishabdim. Mishabdim or not, father does business before he dies. The Yarshim do not have any rights to that business. Period. Next. Mitaltali v'isnei b'inayhu below shvua. Let's see, there are movable items. Mitaltalin. And Rashi explains, the first wide line, ha-miyachid mitaltalin. Right, the father, the husband, was miyachid certain items, movable items, to pay for the ksuba. Then he dies, v'isnei b'inayhu, and they're here. And we know that they are miyuchad for the ksuba. Below shvua. The woman could collect this without a shvua. Why? Because we're going to see later on that a reason that a woman would have to collect these matatlin with a shvua, because we might think that, you know, maybe the husband designated something else for the wife to collect from. And maybe she's going to take that other thing plus this. But here, if they're here, and we know that these were miyuchad, she could collect without a shvua. Right, that's what Rashi explains on the second wide line. Why do we usually say that you can't collect from Yisomim without a Shvua? Because we assume that there's another bundle somewhere that's designated for this property, for this collection, and here, you know, this is what was designated. This is the collection. So therefore, she could collect without a Shvua if it's there. Less no Beinaya, but if they're not there, so then there's a Machlokas. But Badisa Army below Shvua, but this he says she collects without a Shvua. But still without a shvua, because we're not worried that that she was matvis anything else. But in masa machsia amri, and therefore all of the assets of the husband are meshubid. And but in masa machsia amri, no bishvua v'ilchazav below shvua. Masa machsia say no, you have to collect with a shvua because we don't know if she got anything else. And the halacha is that she collects without a shvua. Why do we quote this here? Because we just quoted one machlokas about b'nei masa machsia and papadisa, so we quote another one. Next, yichad la'ara ba'ar ba'a matzrenoha. Let's say the husband designated a piece of land that would be for the ksuba collection, and he said befeirish the four borders of the land, the exact piece of land. So below shvua, the woman could collect without a shvua in that case, because we assume this is it. He was so exact with what he designated, it must be that this is really what he wanted to give. Bechad mitzra, but if he only said one side, collect this piece of land, and the border is this side, only one side. So was that serious? Did he really mean it? That's a machlokas. Papadisa ami below shvua. We say, if he said the piece of land, even if he only mentioned one side, she can still collect without a shvua, because we assume this is what he wanted to give. But in masavachi, I mean, no, bishvua. No, he needs a shvua here. He didn't say all four sides, one side. It must be he didn't really want to give this piece of land. Rashi says, ein zu smicha lismoch, as if he didn't say anything. Zivi didn't say anything, and therefore she must take a shvua. The hilchasa below shvua. The halach is that she can collect without a shvua. Remember, we mentioned a couple of days ago the takanas hagaonim, that even though it says you read the Gemara, it seems like a woman can only collect a ksuva from land, like we just had it on the second line today. Look what's been a karka. The Gaonim already said that a ksuva could be collected even from a taltzlin. The Rambam quoted the shuva, the takanas hagaonim, the Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch, all quote the Gaonim, that even the metaltzlin, right? What do we say in our ksubas? I feel miglima dal kaspoy, right? Even my shirt, even the shirt off my back, even metaltzlin are mishibet to a ksuba. Period. Amar la'edim. So once we're talking about pumadisa ben matzamachsia, we quote another halacha, which seems to be not specifically connected to ksuba, but a general choshen mishpat halacha. Amar la'edim. Person says to two witnesses, Rashi says, matnas karka. Right? A person wants to give a piece of land to somebody. So, amar la'edim. Kisvu v'chismu v'havule. Go and write a shtar, sign it, and give this piece of land to Ruvein. Go give this piece of land to Ruvein for me. Kanu minei, and then a kinyan is performed. A kinyan chalipin is performed, right? He picks up the pen, he gives him the handkerchief, he does a kinyan in front of the edim, motzorachim luchebe. They don't have to go and ask him afterwards, are you sure you want to do this? They don't have to go back and ask if he was chozerbo. They can assume that he was serious. Lo kanumine, but if no kinyan chalipin was done, Papadisa Amri lo tzorach lemuchebe. Papadisa says you still don't have to go back. He told Adam to do it. That's it. But in Masamachsi Amri tzorach lemuchebe. But in Masamachsi says no. You have to go back and be imluchebe. You have to find out whether he was chozerbo. The Hilchas HaTzorech HaMuchebe. And the halacha is, after the Edom sign the shtar before they deliver it, still, they have to go back and check if he was serious or not in his declaration to them. So this gets us into the discussion of Kinyan Chalipin. So before we talk about Kinyan Chalipin in general, just one Ha'ara. So Rashi here says, we're talking about a case of Matnas Karka. And the Tosfos has a discussion whether it's Matana or with Mecher. But the Ritva here has a simple question. Why would you think that he would be Chozerbo? You know, what do you mean? Tzorach lemuchebe? He told him to do something. What, you always have... What do you think, that if he's chozerbo, he would go after the Edom and say, no, don't do it, don't do it. What's the Havamina, says the Ritva, that he was chozerbo here? What's the Havamina? Where's the Ritva here? One second. Says the... here it is. The Kashali. So he would assume that they're doing his shlichus. So why would he have to be chozerbo, yeah? Oh, so maybe the Kinyan Chalipin is something different than other Kinyan. So we'll get to that in a second. The Ritva here quotes, though, that that's why the Rav Avraham Av Bezdin, who's not exactly the Raven, but it's a different, also called the Ravad. So he says maybe he thinks this isn't talking about Kinyan Mashar Matan in general. It's specifically talking about the Ksuba. And it's a case where the husband says, Bishas Erisin, to write the Ksuba, Bishas Nisuin. So he's specifically delaying it. So if somebody's really delaying it, so that's why he was Megaladaito, that he doesn't want to write it right now, so that's why they have to go check. Shilu Chazerbo writes, so maybe he's not around by Shasti Suin, V'chei Nirin Advarim. So the Ritva likes this. But this is a minor, and this is how the Ravid seems to hold, the real Ravid, not the Rav Avezdin, in the Hilchas Malva Veloved, Perak Aleph. But most Rishonim do not limit it. Most Rishonim assume this Gemara is not limited to Ksuba. It's Mecher, it's Matana. So the question is, though, so why then would you have to assume that he might go back? So what is Kinyan Chalipin? Let's talk about that for a minute. We have a discussion here about Kinyan Chalipin. Maybe he was Chozer. What does a Kinyan Chalipin accomplish? Kinyan Chalipin. If you look at a number of Gemaras, there's a couple of uniquenesses about Kinyan Chalipin. The Gemara of Basra on Daf Mem. Gemara has deos that a Kinyan Chalipin might have to be done in front of Edom. Might have done in front of two witnesses. You don't usually have to do Kinyan in front of two witnesses. Let's say I want to get your cow. So I pull your cow. Do I need witnesses there? If I want to know for sure afterwards that you can't retract, I'll need two witnesses there. But do I need two witnesses there for it to be chal? No. I could do kinyanim. If I'm kinyan hagba, you give me something. Oh, thanks very much. You give it to me. I have to have Edom there? No. But there's gemaras and babasur daf mem, kinyan chalipin has to be done in front of two witnesses. Okay, at least according to some deists. Why? Why do you have to have a kinyan chalipin in front of two witnesses? Or, and there are certain shitas that hold this way. And let's say another difference. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, after general kinyan, how long do you have to be chozerbo after a kinyan? Let's say I want to take it back. So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch says you have tokedei dibur. Tokedei dibur, you have to be chozerbo. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat Kuf Tzadikei. The very next halacha, Shulchan Aruch says the Kuf Tzadikei. Because darkei kinyan ein shemecher ben yochel achzibo la'achar kadei dibor. But the previous halacha, what about kinyan sudar? You know, you want to be chozer bo? You have more. Asukin bo so inyan. As long as you're still involved in the inyan, you can be chozer bo. Why? What makes it? It's still a kinyan. What makes kinyan chalipa different than all other kinyanim? So a number of achronim suggest, Rav Soloveitchik suggested this, the Berachas Avraham says this, kinyan chalipa is different than other kinyanim. Other kinyanim accomplish something with a maisa kinyan. Right? What's a maisa? There's a mishicha, you pull something. Hagbah, you pick something up. And the focus of those kinyanim is the maisa that you're doing. The maisa accomplishes something. By a kinyan chalipa, let's think about it. Let's say you're at a chasen stish, and the chasen picks up a pen, and he puts it down. What does that accomplish? That affected something? That's the focus on the maisa kinyan? You pick up a handkerchief? The achronim say, no, a kinyan chalipin is much different than other kinyanim. The kinyan chalipin is all about the das. It's a kinyan shel das. It's a kinyan that is there, the only thing it does, it's a concretization of the das ha-mischayev. Somebody is obligating themselves to do something. You know what kinyan chalipin does? It's a concretization of that das. It's a maisa, but it's not a maisa per se. It's a maisa that reflects that the person is serious. And if you look in the Rambam, that's what the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mechira, if you never saw this parak, look it up. Parak Hay in Hilchas Mechira. Says the Rambam, many people do kinyan chalipin. And he says, kinyan zeshen agul l'hakmus b'elu advarim enu mo'o klum. This kinyan really accomplishes nothing. And everything kicks in even without this kinyan, by the chasen's tish. Once the edim sign the shtar, the chasen's obligated in the tzuba. What do you do with the kinyan chalipin? To have a real concretization of the gemiras das of the chasen. You don't really need it. He says, just to show that you're not joking around. He says, kinyan chalipin, says the Rambam in Perek Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel of Hilchas Mechira Perek Hay. Kinyan chalipin is there just as a gemiras das. That's why you might need edim, because edim might have to witness that concretization of the das. That's why, let's say you have a kinyan chalipin. Whose kinyanim do you use for a kinyan chalipin? Let's say you have you're selling something, and you're going to sell it through chalipin. Whose kinyanim do you use? So you know, we paskin kalev shel makne. Machlokis of a metziah mem zayin. The handkerchief of the makne. Makne? So the object and the handkerchief is going in the same direction. Answer is no, because this isn't a trade-off, this isn't a barter. It's a kinyan chalipin, but it's just a kinyan that reflects das. If it's kinyan that reflects das, it's a reflection of the das of the makna. So it could be the same person who's giving something, who's being makna something, his kinyanim are used. Last point, and that's why you could have even after Toka de Dibur. Toka de Dibur by other kinyanim because it's focused on the maisa. After you do an action, so you only have a certain amount of time, Toka de Dibur. Mashenki by kinyan chalipin, but it's not focused on a specific action. It's about the das of a person. There can be more flexibility as long as you're still involved in the inyan. Asukin mosu inyan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch makes beautiful sense. Why you would have more flexibility? One final point: the Achronim point out chalipin is the only kinyan that works for everything. The Mishnah says in Mezekas Kedushin, there are certain kinyanim for karka, certain kinyanim for metaltzelin, right? You can't do mashicha on karka, but there are certain chazaka. Chalipin works for everything. Chalipin works for everything because chalipin is not focused on an action that you would need to have a specific maisa for each object. No, chalipin is about the person's mindset. Zifra can work for everything. It's the most universal kinyan. That's why my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once said, stam kinyan in the Gemara always means chalipin. When the Gemara says kinyan. Because chalipin is the universal kinyan. Works for everything. The Gemara doesn't have to specify. It says kanumine in our Gemara. So maybe that's why. If it's kanumine, once you have a kinyan, you did the kinyan, you don't have to go ask if he retracted or not. If you didn't have a kinyan chalipin, you didn't do anything. You didn't have any type of kinyanim. So you have to make sure that he is serious. Okay, there's more about kinyan chalipin, but we'll leave it at that. Right. Rav Elazar ben Azariah omer v'chulu. The Mishnah according to machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim, whether if the ksuba has to be paid min ha'erusin, is everything paid min ha'erusin? Or, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, no. The Tosafos is only paid min ha'nisuin. Because we could assume that a person would only want to give his wife the ksuba min ha'nisuin. Itmar Rav Rav Nassim. Chad amar halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah, v'chad amar ein halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Machlokes, whether the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Tistayin Rav Nassim, who damar halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Let's assume that Rav Nassim is the one that says the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Why? The Shamina le, the Rav Nassim does a basar umdina. Because we have a case where we see Rav Nassim says, you go evaluate what a person's mindset is. That's exactly the sheet of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. You evaluate the mindset of the chassan, he only wants to pay the ksuba, the Tosafos min hanisuin. So Rav Nassim, we have a source that says Rav Nassim holds that you go by people's mindset. to Amar, because Rav Nasan says to Rav Nasan, halacha k'Rav Shimon Shazuri b'misukan. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri by misukan. What's a misukan? The source, the Rashi quotes it. In Maseches Gittin, it says, if a person's going out on a trip, going out in the desert, and he says to Adam, go write a get for my wife. Go write a get for my wife. So we could assume that he meant to say, go write a get and give a get for my wife. He was just torrid because he was about to go on a trip, so he didn't get the words out. But we could assume, he didn't know if he was going to come back from the trip or not. So we could assume, even though he didn't say it, that he meant to do this. Rav Shimon Shazuri adds, even if he was misukan, Rashi says that means he was a goses, he was about to die. And he said, write a get for my wife. Even though he didn't say give, we could assume that's what he meant. So you see that Rav Shimon Shazuri holds that you go after umdana, you go after a person's mindset. So therefore, you could write a get. That's the raya. There, Rav Nasan holds like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. You go after people's mindset. The Ritva here says, by the way, misukan. What, only Rav Shimon Shazuri holds misukan. The previous sheikhs don't hold misukan. So he holds that. I'm sorry, goses. Everybody would agree by a goses that he has tirif hadas. So the Ritva quotes maybe means other things, not just a goses. Maybe it means he was sick for a while, not dafka a goses. Continuing. The Gemara continues that Rav Shimon Shazuri, Rav Nasan said that halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri by Misukan and by Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. What is that? We know Demai is produce that you bought from an Ama Aretz that you don't know if Trumas Meiser was taken off from. So there's a Takana to take off Truma Gedola Ama Aretz is scared of because it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. But you don't know about the other Trumas Meiser. So the Meiser Rishon, that's given to a Levi, and if you don't take off Meiser Rishon, you didn't take off Trumas Meiser, which is the Truma the Levi must take off from his own Meiser Rishon to give it to the Kohen. So, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri by Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. What does he say? The Mishnah Maseches Demai says that if it's Shabbos, and you forgot to take off Trumas Meiser beforehand, so and you're not allowed to on Shabbos, because it's an Issa Derabanan of Tikkun, you're allowed to go back to the Am Haaretz and ask him. And trust him if he says he took off Trumas Meiser. That's the halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri. That halacha we don't need for, it just said, the halacha is like him in that case. Why Shabbos? What's the difference about Shabbos? So Rashi quotes, because it's, yeah, Onik Shabbos. You want to be able to eat, so it's Onik Shabbos. Tosfos here, though, quotes something different. He quotes, no, Emas Shabbos Alei. He's scared of Shabbos. The Farshim explained, Yerushalmi says, people are scared to lie on Shabbos, even Amei Aretz. They're scared of Shabbos. So that's why you could trust him on Shabbos. After Shabbos, no more. On Shabbos, you can. The Shor HaMaseirah Balacha says, why? Because the Gemara also says, Emas Hektish on people. People are scared of Hektish, and Shabbos is called Kodesh. Shabbos is Zikri Kodesh. People are scared of Shabbos, people are scared of Hektish, and therefore are fascinating that people wouldn't lie on Shabbos, period. So the Gemara says, yeah. They wouldn't be Meshaker. They wouldn't be Meshaker on Shabbos.
It says Amos?
Yeah, I mean, Tosfos here quotes it, Amos Shabbos kidemashba b'Yerushalmi, that he wouldn't be Meshaker on Shabbos. Okay, says the Gemara. So the Gemara just proved that Reb Nasan is the one that says Halacha Zor Chalazim and Azari, because Reb Nasan is the one that says you go after the Umdana. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Rav lost about the Umdana. Rav says, Rav doesn't hold it, you go after an Umdana, you don't go after a person's mind. But Ha'itmar, we have another Brisa, Matna Shchiv Mirah, Shikasa Bakinyin. Let's say you have a gift of a Shchiv Mirah, a person on his deathbed, that he wrote in there, that is recorded in there that he made a Kinyin. We know that a Shchiv Mirah does not have to make a Kinyin. That's the din by Matna Shchiv Mirah. So this guy made a Kinyin. So we don't know, is he trying to not use the takana of Shchiv Mirah, or is he just did it to be extra careful? So Bibei Rav, Mishmei the Rav Amri, Rav Shishiva said in his name, Arkavei Atrei Rikshi, he's riding on two saddles, meaning he just wanted to make him his shtar really powerful. Ushmol Amr Lo Yadana Me'adunba. Ushmol says, I don't know what this means, that he wrote the Kinyan even in the Matan Shchiv Mirah. And now the Brisa explains. Rav says that now this shtar is really powerful. It has the power of a matana of a healthy person and of a person on his deathbed. Regarding what? It's has the strength of a matana of a bari. If this guy gets up from his illness, he can't be chozerbo. Even though Amanah Shchimira, he can be chozerbo, but Amanah Zbari, he cannot be chozerbo. That's what he did by putting Kinyan in there. He made it the strength of Amanah Zbari. Harei Amanah Shchimira, and it has the strength of Amanah Shchimira, Shemamar Havasi Laponi, Havasi Laponi. If he wrote in there that so-and-so owes me money, he should have to pay this third party. That works. Usually you cannot do that with just writing it in the shtar. Manashchimira, you can. Special din. So Rav says that you know why this person wrote a kinyan in his manashchimira? Because it must be that he really wants to make it strong. So you see, Rav does hold of umdina. So how can you prove that Rav Nosson holds like Rav Nosson ben Azariah? Rav also holds like Rav Nosson ben Azariah. Just finishing the braisa. Ushmuel amar lo yadana mai adin ba. Shmuel argues that if you put the kinyan in the manashchimira, I don't know what to do. Shema lo gamalak nosu el b'shtar v'inshallah chamisa. I don't know what he meant. Maybe he didn't think he was going to die, so he wrote Kenyan. So he wants it to function like a real star, but the real star will only function after he dies. And then he can't, a person can't be mocked at anything after he dies. So Shmuel says, I don't know what to do with the star. Question mark. So you see, both of them go after Umdina. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Ela Travayo Azalibasar Umdina. Both Rav and Shmuel, both Rav and Reb Nosson say you go after the Umdina. So what's the machlokas, whether the halacha is like Reb Lozman Azariah or not? Mandar Allah Shapir. The one who says that Allah is like Reb Lozman Azariah Shapir. That's because he goes after Umdina, and the Umdina is the Chasim only want to give the Tosefes from Nisuin. Mandar Ein Allah. According to the one who says he don't follow Allah Reb Lozman Azariah, it's not. It's because of a detail. Hachanami Umdin Daitahu. You go after Umdin Das, but it's a different Umdina. Mishumikruve Daitahu. Vaha Ikrvalei Daita. You assume that the Chasin wanted to give the Ksuba even after Arison. That's enough for him. It's a different Umdina. That's the Machlokas. But really, they both hold that you go after Umdina. One other Ha'ara, the Sharam Sanib Alacha here quotes a Maharil. Maharil writes in the Tshuva, what's the source that you go after Umdina? What's the source in Torah, Tanakh that you go after Umdina? You know what the source is? Where do you see in the Torah? No. Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, when he said to the mothers, he said, you know, give her half, give Umdina. He used Umdina there. Which mother should get the baby? So that's the source of Holy Chavasar Umdina. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a Guten Shabbos. Tomorrow is an unbelievable daf. Everybody should put the time in. Tomorrow, Nuvavim and Allah is one of the most important daf in Ksuvis. It's about what is Chuppah and Tznoyim, one of the most important Tosasim in all of Shas about Dine Tznoyim. And how Tznai works is tomorrow's daf, Harezim Mukudeshes. Tosas Yimramaskal, Harezim Mukudeshes. So enjoy it. It's the Tosas that goes over. It's a little long, but gotta put in the time for that one. It's the halfway mark of Tubis. Okay, wonderful. Okay, day by day. Today she was sponsored for Shalema, Moshe Dov Ben. I write this down. What?
Chayasar.
Moshe Dov Ben Chayasar.